This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Welcome back to our UNC Hoops special presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one. This has been a lot of fun today as the guys are getting prepared to go to Puerto Rico this weekend. They get some extra practices this week. They'll be practicing tomorrow and then heading out to Puerto Rico, play some games there, and then maybe get some downtime. Joining us now, one of the new members to the UNC Bears coaching staff, Demetrius Martin, assistant coach and director of player development. Coach, great to catch up with you, my friend. Sorry you had to enjoy that sideshow of watching us idiots try to figure out the volume on our mobile equipment here.
It's all good. I'm glad we got it figured out. Like I said, just blame Crawford. That's all we got to do.
When I look over at Coach and his eyes are just like, oh, these guys are really, what are they? They get paid to do this, huh? This is amazing. Yeah, it was like an episode, like a sitcom here. It's amazing. Coach, how are you adjusting, man? You've been here in Greeley for, what, a couple months now?
Yep, been here for a little under 2 months. I'm adjusting. I mean, it's pretty easy. I mean, I'm in the gym, in the office, just learning from Coach Smalley and the rest of the staff, or just building a relationship with the guys. I mean, it's pretty easy. Greeley's a nice city, so easy.
Hey, you mentioned you were in Gunnison. Was it last year?
Yep, I was in Gunnison last year at Western Colorado University. A beautiful city, just super small.
I'm from Eastern Colorado, so small town USA. So yeah, for me, Greeley was like the big city.
Yeah.
For me, I came up here. I'm like, wow, stoplights. Those are unique. Yeah. Oh, red apparently means stop.
Yeah. So it feel good to be back in a bigger city. That's for sure.
What is your process like? Because when you're at a school as a coach, as an assistant coach, whatever. I mean, you're developing all these relationships, and you're developing a system of what you're doing there. Then you get a different coaching job. How is it, like, almost starting all over? Obviously, you have all these relationships that you build, and you're going to have your recruiting net and that kind of thing. But I always think about that, man. That's got to be a little bit of a process.
That's a great question. I've been fortunate that I haven't had too much turnover when it comes to that, not super quick turnover. So this is actually my first time experiencing it so quick. I was in Gunnison for 8 months. So going through that, I mean, it's a new system. I mean, new people. So you got to learn everybody. You got to learn the system on the fly, right? Because you got to be able to learn it, know it, and then, you know, teach it essentially, right?
Sure.
So it just comes with the job, comes with the territory. You learn to get comfortable with being uncomfortable sometimes, and you just go with it.
So how does it, again, the coaching world, it's always kind of who you know, and then all these relationships are made, you know, this assistant coach knew that guy. So take me through that process of when, you know, you and Coach Smalley started communicating.
Well, I've been very fortunate, man, to work for some really good guys, really good people, not just coaches, but really good human beings. And the previous guy I worked for, Zach Kloss, he had relationships with the staff here, just connections, just knowing him. He coached in the league at Idaho a little back. And so, like, you know, he had the running relationship, just kind of kept the relationship going. And when the job opened up, you know what I mean, you do a good job where you at, people want to help you out, they want to vouch for you. So I think that's kind of how it went down. And I got to know Smalley during that whole process and the rest of the staff, and it's just been hitting the ground running ever since.
It's always been kind of a really unique group. Most of those guys have kind of stayed together for a while. And I know, obviously, that's not going to be the case forever because these, you know, you guys with a good coaching staff, you're all looking at those other opportunities as well. But, you know, obviously Coach Smalley already talks highly of you and how you fit in with this group, just our last couple of podcasts. So it does seem like a really unique group of coaches.
Absolutely. It's an easy fit. Like, they're good guys. Like I said, I've been fortunate to work with a lot of good guys, and they fit right there. You know what I mean?
Is this, like, the Puerto Rico trip, we keep talking about how important it is for team bonding, for player bonding and stuff, but how about you personally? This is kind of a cool opportunity for you
Absolutely.
To spend time with the gang in a unique environment.
Yeah, with the guys and with the other coaches, right? And still continue to build that relationship and get to know those guys, you know, even outside of basketball, right? In Puerto Rico, getting to explore a whole different spot, you know, with those guys. So it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Coach, I'm looking forward to getting to know you, man. And again, apologies for watching us idiots try to put this thing together. We did get it figured out, though.
I did a great job.
Yeah, we're pretty good. We're pretty good at this thing. We try. Coach Demetrius Martin, new assistant coach, director of player development for the UNC Bears. Coach, have fun this weekend, man, and don't be a stranger. Well, come to the studio. It doesn't get any smarter there, though. I'll tell you, watching us idiots do stuff, it's
that's home base, though. It'll be a little smoother. That's
a little more comfortable. Yeah, we can. Yeah, we're in our element, in our environment. Coach, appreciate you, my friend.
Appreciate you having me. Nice to meet you.
Good luck this upcoming season, man.
Thank you.
All right, that's Coach Demetrius Martin joining us now. The big guy. The big guy is jumping in. Hunter Caldwell. He is from Parker, Colorado, went to Lutheran High School. Have a seat, my friend. Don't hurt me. You're much larger than me. Hunter, dude, you're looking good out there, man.
Thank you.
Fun to see
you
guys mixing it up. The practice is certainly fast-paced, but, you know, you've been in the system for a bit now, so you're just kind of picking up where you left off last year.
Yeah. It's been nice to get some more reps now that our team's cut down to 14 instead of 16. So we get a little bit more reps in practice, and it's been nice taking advantage of that opportunity.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask kind of what that – for us on the outside looking in, it's like two roster guys. Is that that big of a deal? But you're saying, yeah, you can already kind of – you feel that when you're out on the practice floor.
Especially because we didn't have Campbell or Egan too. So, I mean, it was pretty much six guys on each team for majority of the summer. So you get a lot more reps than you're used to, and it's just good for, like, your cardio – and just the player development in general. So
I noticed at the end of practice, we talked to a couple of players about this earlier. You guys don't do a lot of just organized running because you guys you're pushing so hard during practice that at the end of practice, it's just kind of an up and back, and then you're done.
Yeah. Smiley, that's the way Smiley likes his practices, and I love it. Yeah, we do a lot more up and down, transition drills, stuff like that. Less just organized, just get on the line and run. I mean, we run after if we lose a drill or anything, but. I like it a lot better just getting our conditioning playing basketball rather than putting the ball down and just running all day.
Now, when I was in high school 977 years ago, it was always like in the back of your mind you're practicing and you're like, you knew that was coming.
You
got running. You got six different types of sprints that you got to do. Was that like that for you in high school?
A little bit. It wasn't that bad, man. I can't lie. I guess AAU we ran a lot, but other than that, never really ran.
No.
God bless.
Because you put in the time and practice, right?
Yeah.
And everything kind of works out. Talking to Egan Shields a little bit earlier, we know kind of what his role is supposed to be, but he's saying, hey, watch out because we need Hunter Caldwell. Your role obviously has expanded in a big way. You probably already started to feel that this offseason.
Just coming in, giving like support minutes at the five when Egan's in foul trouble or if he's hurt or just – playing where I can, coming in, knock down shots, get some rebounds, get some transition buckets. Just coming in and bringing energy off the bench.
What is the biggest part of your game that you've been working on this months to a year?
A lot more off, like, just different moves off the block, different counters, because I shoot a lot of threes, so when people switch my ball screens, can I go in the post and score on smaller guards?
How much of an asset is it for a big man to have?
It's great.
I mean,
like being able to shoot, like being able to post up a 6 foot guard is a lot better than posting up a 6'10" center.
Yeah. Well, and obviously it forces the guys in the paint to have to figure out what you're going to be doing.
Yeah.
Too. So having being able to be kind of that Swiss Army knife.
Is
absolutely huge. Is there a player in the NBA that you watch that you kind of are like, you know, I want to play a little bit like that. I want to try to mirror my game around that.
I guess like one player to look. Like for farther down the road, I guess Karl Anthony Towns with just his floor spacing ability. I'm not like as a dynamic of a ball handler, but like being able to do stuff like that and space the floor at the five, I think would be huge.
Another guy with that three ball.
Yeah.
I mean, it changes everything. It changes how defenses approach him, man.
Yeah, yep.
Hunter, Puerto Rico this weekend, man.
I'm excited. Yeah, I've never been. It should be a lot of fun.
Are you a big travel guy? Have you been a lot of different places growing up?
I've been to a couple spots, but never Puerto Rico.
No?
Never Puerto Rico. It should be tons of fun, yeah.
No, I hear you got to get up early.
Oh, yeah, 3 a.m., yep. Yeah. It's going to be brutal.
Well, it's. I know there's going to be a lot of basketball involved, but there will be some time for you guys to chill out a little bit, it sounds like.
It should be fun. This is like mainly our first big team event, so it should be fun to hang out with the guys. So.
Get to know everybody, man.
Yep.
Hunter, appreciate your time, man.
Yep,
and,
thank you.
Best of luck to you. Looking forward to watching you this season.
You
man.
Too. Thank you.
Hunter Caldwell out of Parker, Colorado. Derv, we don't have to break yet, right? We can do. Caden Rayfield joining us, hometown Oklahoma City. My mom lived in Oklahoma City for about 3 years.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it, but I just know she lived there for a little bit.
Yeah, Oklahoma City, that's where I'm from. Yeah, I grew up there. I was actually born in Dallas, but I moved there when I was 4, and I grew up there. So
does that mean you're a Dallas Cowboys fan?
Yeah,
chance?
I go for the Cowboys.
So you got to be excited. A former Bronco, Von Miller, is going to be playing for the Cowboys.
Yeah,
man.
He just signed.
Yesterday.
Yep, he just signed. Yep.
So are you like one? Are you a diehard Cowboys fan?
No,
or are
I'm
you
not.
Kind of just like I like them enough.
I'm not a diehard, but that's just who I root for. If I had to root for anybody,
how about the basketball side of things? NBA,
basketball, Thunder, OKC Thunder.
Okay, yeah I was going to say it was probably the Thunder, or if you were going to the Texas portion of that, but it's the Thunder.
Thunder, yes. My favorite player is James Harden, though. So
James Harden's favorite player.
Yeah. So okay. I started watching him when he was with the Thunder.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, that's a good connection. Can you believe, though, like, as great as Westbrook, Kevin Durant, James Harden, no championships came out of that group. It's insane. It happens sometimes, though.
They're all young. They're all young. Like, usually championships come with maturity. You feel me? More older players, you know? Like, someone that's there, they were all in their rookie years, you know?
What do you make of people giving the Thunder a hard time? You know about the Shai Gilgeous stuff.
It comes with success. I mean, he's two-time MVP now. He's Finals MVP. Nobody wanted us to win, so it was hard for us.
The Thunder have become kind of like the bad guy, man. It's kind of how it is.
Thunder the bad guys.
I suppose that when we had the Patriots rolling and they were killing it, the Golden State Warriors when they were rolling, that's just how it goes.
Yeah,
if you win like two, maybe three championships, or you storm onto the scene too quickly, that's when people start to give you a hard time.
Yeah, everybody's going to start hating Wimby soon because he's too OP, but everybody loves Wimby now, so we're going to see.
Caden, you were at UTSA last season.
Yes, sir.
Talk to us a little bit about that transition from UTSA and what that's been like so far with UNC.
I would say one thing besides basketball is straight weather. Like, Texas weather is different from Colorado weather. And the air is something that's way different, too, I would say, the altitude. But basketball-wise, UTSA, we were a much bigger school. I would say that's pretty much the difference I see. It's like everything was just much bigger, But I like it. I like it here. I like it here.
I just remember, your basketball team, your football team, you guys always, that UTSA, won a lot of games.
Yeah.
It seems like every time I'm watching UTSA play, they're just winning games that people say they shouldn't be winning.
Yeah.
So coming from there here to UNC, this is a Bears basketball program. I mean, we were talking about this earlier, took down Colorado last year, who's the power in this state, and then competed with Texas Tech last year. So you kind of jumping into this mix, man. I mean, what are your expectations for yourself?
Man, we're here to win at the highest level versus any team. So just here to win and go all the way. For real, that's my goal.
Are you excited about this trip coming up this weekend?
I'm very excited. Couldn't be more excited. Count our days, all of us.
How hard is it to get through practice when you know you got this trip's coming up?
Yeah,
we
got a
grind here, man.
We've been going hard these last 2 days.
Yeah.
We got one more tomorrow before we leave out, so it should be fun.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to it, man. And hey, take it easy on the Nuggets next year, okay?
We got
one championship.
Yeah.
We would like to see another one while we still have Joker on the team, man.
Yeah, I think y'all got to – I don't know. Y'all got to change it up over there. It's going downhill.
It's been a very rough offseason.
Yeah, it's going downhill.
Russell Westbrook, though, I will say, that's a guy, he was one of my favorite players to hate.
Yeah.
But that made me like him even more because when he would come to town, you knew it was – the guy's not going to stop.
Yeah, he's going to give you a show every game. That's what the city loved about Westbrook. Like, he's going to play hard every time. Like, no matter if he's scoring, he's assisting, rebounding. Like, the game's not all about scoring. He shows that.
A team that he's on, you could be up 20.
Yeah.
You could be down 20.
Yeah.
He's going to give you the same crazy effort.
Same energy.
I take him for the Nuggets. I'm sad that he retired, man. I would take him on the Nuggets roster right now.
Yeah.
Apparently he had a couple of offers, but he's kind of
Once you get to playing, you get to bounce around, teams. You don't want to. It's hard for a family. He got a family now. He got to take care
of.
That's
true, man.
He made a lot of money, so I'm pretty sure he
did. And he'll probably make a lot of money after the fact, too.
For sure.
He got a bunch of other stuff, too. Caden Rayfield, man, looking forward to seeing what you got in store for us with the
Bears.
Sounds
good. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon, okay? All right. There he is, Caden Rayfield. We're live and on location here at UNC practice. Derbs, should we break now? We'll take a break. I got to do what the boss man says over there. Well, there's boss coach Smiley, too. We'll take a short break here. Yeah, you're on that one. We'll take a break. Bank of Colorado presents UNC Hoops Special, getting to know this roster. Keep it here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFK.
The Broncos are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What's up, hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Shout out to Bank of Colorado as they're sponsoring our UNC Hoop special, getting to know this roster. And Coach Smiley and I, we're getting to the point, man, where we've been on the podcast together for a while. We've known each other for a while now. Something like this, we were just like, you want to do it? Yeah, sure. Boom. It's done.
This is cool.
But the staff, amazing.
Synchronizing the schedules.
And the lights are coming off.
Yeah,
we might
on
just
site.
Stay in here.
Like, this is something. This is something
cool.
For sure.
Coach, it was awesome seeing these guys in action. And I told you, yes, this is great for the listeners, but for me getting to know this roster personally, I stand by it. Every time I walk away from an interview with one of your guys, I never walk away saying, well, that guy wasn't great. I mean, they've all been awesome.
There's so many new guys, and even guys that are here, you know, six returners, eight new guys, but even guys that are here that will elevate into some different roles and really visibility, right? So, like for us, this is just great to kind of get in front of your eyes and seeing kind of what it is. Practice was good. Mm-hmm. You know, we competed. We got after it a little bit. Hopefully it doesn't catch all the audio of practice. You know, there were some terse moments from time to time.
I think we shut all the other mics off just in case.
As long as we can edit that out.
We were good.
Is this live?
Well, at one point I was like, should I go tell Coach, hey, no dribbling, maybe.
Is
then
this
like
live?
5 months later, they're like, this is the worst ball handling team because Brady decided to do his show every day of their practice, so no more dribbling.
Yesterday was our first four-trip practice, and we had about 13 turnovers where we couldn't dribble the ball. So there was a lot of dribbling today. You know, we just basically come in here and we see what we're bad at, and we try to fix that the next day, and something else pops up. It's like whack-a-mole, right? It's like, oh, can't dribble. Let's try the whack. Oh, can't pass.
So different.
You know, whacking, you know. Just. So anyways, it was good, though.
The guys are excited, man. I mean, every time I mention Puerto Rico, they just kind of light up. Maybe they're also tired of tough practices and ready for a break. But at the same time, I know you guys are going to be grinding when you go there this weekend.
Well, listen, first of all, we have not told them about the water rations out there, 48 hours rolling stoppage of water. We have not addressed that. I did not know that recently there may be some weather. And when you talk about the Caribbean and this time of year, what weather means, there could be some potential weather. We just go put our head in the sand on that one, too. They're excited. Let's keep them excited.
Yeah.
In all honesty, I'm excited, too. This is going to be a great trip. It's already been great because we're back here with them now. And if we didn't have this trip, we don't have these practices. And as you saw today in practice, we obviously have a lot to work on like every team in America does right now. But you just have to go through it and to have a chance to get more of this work in. And we're not overdoing it. You're allowed 10 practices for a foreign trip. We're only doing three. But three full practices. We'll have a team meeting here later today, go over some film from yesterday. And Quinn Danker, who was obviously on the show earlier, Quinn's going to talk to the guys a little bit. And we always like to bring these guys back in, even though it's really fresh. He was on last year's team, but him being in town. So, it just gives us a chance to have three great days here and then play two games there. Like, you can't beat it, right?
Yeah, and again, just a chance to watch these guys out here in action.
Yeah.
You know, just seeing some of the guys that were here last year, but also a lot of these new faces. Some of them, the terminology's right there, and then some of them you can just tell. It's still, even though you guys have been at it this summer,
ways away.
It's a process to gain this. A lot of guys have to be in a system for a while before
they really
break it down.
And then we have to decide, the old saying, the more they think, the slower their feet get. We have to decide what's important, what's not. I'm reading this Elon Musk book right now. It's like 600 pages, and it's a lot. And whether you like Musk or not, it is pretty phenomenal what he's done for the world with the different things. And one of his big things, and it's funny, a lot of the great thinkers I think the same way. You read all the job stuff, and it's like, what can you delete? And if you delete too much and add a little bit back in, then you've deleted enough. And so, like, that's for me. It's like, okay, how do we really want to play? What, you know, we don't have 4 years to install what we used to. We have 4 months, 4 weeks. What matters, what doesn't? So I know I'm grappling with that right now, trying to decide what can we delete? Forget adding. Like, what can you take away right now to keep the game simple? It's a game. How do you keep it simple so they're not thinking so much? Just get out there and play.
Yeah.
But there is enough detail and there's enough scheme and strategy that it's like some stuff does really matter.
Coach, what are you looking for the most from this trip? We can say all the things like the team bonding, all that stuff, but is there something in particular that you're really wanting to see?
Well, I honestly, it sounds stupid, but like these practices, I was excited about just getting 3 full practices in. Make sure the guys are back, you know, before school starts. Like, hey, these 3 days when we're out in practice or lifting or whatever, they're getting moved in. They're getting their bank accounts set up. They're making sure their academic schedule's ready. They're getting a parking pass so that when we get back Sunday, we can hit the ground running Monday for school. School starts Monday. That's why we made this trip so tight and compact. But with Puerto Rico itself, I wish it would be nice to have 3 games because we figured out how to play 2 of 3 games. We've done that in our former foreign trips. 2 games, I haven't solved yet. What are we going to do? I can't play 13 guys in the game. But maybe we have to. Maybe we got to make them on quarter limits a little bit. Some guys are going to play 6 of 8 quarters. Some guys are going to play 5 of 8. Maybe a couple guys only play 4 of 8. But, like, the roster is so balanced and the competition is so close, they need a chance to kind of prove themselves. So I'm trying to figure that out while still being able to put an actual product on the court that isn't just this guy for this guy. You have to have some flow, too.
Yeah.
So really fighting that one a little bit.
One of those tough problems to have.
It is.
You like a lot of guys, but at the same time, you got to find minutes. You can't find minutes for everybody, or at least the same amount of minutes
for
everybody.
Yep.
Coach, looking forward to it, man. Really appreciate the access for letting us come out here, dude. This has been great.
Thanks for coming out. Keep chopping up with these guys. We appreciate you guys.
All right, man. Well, no podcast this week.
No
podcast,
man.
Because you're taking off, apparently.
This is it?
Yeah. So
all right.
We'll catch
up
with you next week.
Go Bears.
Coach Steve Smiley of the UNC Bears. All right, 29 minutes after the hour. We got more players coming up, a few more coaches as well. Thanks to Bank of Colorado. This is our UNC Hoops special, getting to know the roster. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
In Colorado, local matters. It matters who you trust, who knows your name, and who's rooted right here in our state. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado, and we're staying grounded in the same values we've built on for generations. At Bank of Colorado, we stay true to what matters most: local decisions, real relationships, and communities we call home. If you're ready for a bank built for Colorado and committed to it, choose Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
We are rolling on with our UNC Hoops special presented by Bank of Colorado. It's August 18th, man. We got several months until the actual basketball season starts, but this is the cheat sheet for us. We get to come out here in August and learn all about these basketball players and give our listeners an opportunity to learn about these guys, whether they're new faces or guys we didn't see so much last year. Either way, it's definitely a new look to this group, and we're excited, you know, to see what this group has in store for us. Joining us right now, Steven Ramirez out of Fort Worth, Texas. Steven, my man, great to catch up with you. We've heard, monster things about you, especially over the last year. Really excited to see what this year is going to look like for you, man.
Yep, I'm excited too.
Yeah, tell me about, growing up, the 2 records that you hold at, is it Keller High School?
Yeah.
You have 2 records. Most people are like, just to get 1 would be amazing, but you hold 2 records?
I think so. The only one I know for sure is most threes made in a season.
Yep.
And then
87 threes in a season, and the single game field goal percentage record. You shot 12 of 13 from the field in a single game.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Anybody broke that yet? Nobody's messing with that?
Nah.
What's the goal in your mind? You want that to stand for how long?
Doesn't matter.
What are you looking forward to this season? Obviously, as a freshman last year, we didn't get to see you out there on the floor. But this year, obviously, we know that's the plan. That's the design, is you're going to be a big part of this roster.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to going out there and just doing what it takes to win, doing whatever it takes to make an impact with my team. I love everyone on the team, and I'm excited about the future for this.
Seems like you guys are all clicking pretty quick too. There's a lot of new faces. You got a face all the way from Melbourne, Australia, not Melbourne, Australia. We learned that today. You got a ton of new faces. So when you say you love this group, obviously getting to know a lot of these new guys too. You've only been here a year, but at the same time, do you take it upon yourself to say, "Hey, I gotta, you know, welcome these new guys into the fold"?
Yeah, I do. We do little things together, like we'll go get food, or we've watched some UFC fight nights as a team. Just little things like that. Lake House helped, you know, all that stuff.
On this trip, this is going to be part of that too.
Yeah.
And it's like Christmas for you guys. Seriously, everybody I ask, I'm like, you pumped for Puerto Rico, and you know, you go from exhausted practice phase to, yeah, this is actually going to be pretty cool. So it sounds like everybody's looking forward to this.
Yeah, I'm excited.
We also have Drew Payne joining us, man. Drew, heard your name a lot. You know, a Highlands Ranch dude. So excited to see what you're bringing to this table, this year, man.
Yep, from Colorado. I mean, I've always dreamed of, you know, playing basketball at the collegiate level. So, yeah, I'm super excited to be up here.
Now, you're getting to know everybody on this team. You know, I'm going to ask, is Steven Ramirez your best friend on the team so far?
He's definitely up there.
Not because he's standing, sitting right next to you or anything like that.
He definitely clicks with all of us. He's definitely one of the glue guys for sure. And I love all my teammates. I think we've all clicked really well to start.
Steven, who is the funniest guy on this roster?
Ooh, that's a great question. The funniest guy on our roster, I'll probably have to go with Caden Rayfield.
You've heard that twice now, so there you go. He was good. He was the Thunder fan, so we forgave him for that. We moved on, but yes, he does seem like a really, really funny guy. Steven, we'll let you run, man. Appreciate your time, and hey, dude, have fun at Puerto Rico this weekend, and
yes,
best of luck to you next season. We'll talk again, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, man. Steven Ramirez, looking forward to a big second season for him. And Drew Payne, what's the adjustment been like from high school to here, man? Is it just like you hit the ground running and you don't look back?
Yeah, definitely right when I got up here, you could tell the physicality, the speed at which we do everything was definitely different from high school. But I think I was super ready to make that adjustment. I've already feel like my game has transcended and became so much better, even in the 8 weeks we're up here for the summer, and now the 2 days we've been up here since. I think I've gotten a lot better. So.
When you found out that you're going to do this Puerto Rico trip, I mean, in your mind, it's cool, but at the same time, you're like, okay, I get some extra practices, mm-hmm. get more opportunities to try to get better.
Yeah, the extra practices, opportunities, and then the two games we'll play out there, just making the most of all those opportunities. I'm super psyched to get out there. It should be really fun.
Yeah, man. I mean, and I think having the practices and then getting to play those games and just to be around the team, mm-hmm. you know, before you jump back into school next year, that's going to be a transition too, man, from high school to this too. There's a lot of change from senior year of high school to where you are now.
Yeah, for sure. You know, obviously I'm a little nervous for, you know, the school year and, you know, everything to be coming on me sort of right now, but I'm definitely ready to get adjusted to that lifestyle. And, you know, in high school, I was at school all day, and now we'll just have one or two classes per day. So I'm definitely excited for that and to make new friends up here too.
What are you interested in school?
I'm doing a business finance.
Okay.
Yep. So my whole family, my dad does finance, my brother does marketing. So we're kind of a business family. I'm excited to get that going.
Wow. So you got some brains, man.
Yeah.
You got the basketball brains, but you also have, you know, the business brains.
Yep.
It's a good combination to have.
Yeah, of course.
Drew, looking forward to see what you're about this season,
yep,
man.
Yep.
And don't be a stranger. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for having me on. Yep.
Drew Payne joining us there and excited to see what he can do. And we're talking a lot of the new faces out here. But, you know, one of these guys we kind of know. And almost he threatened to take over the two-man game podcast, but that is one of the assistant basketball coaches, Houston Reed. Coach, good to catch up with you, man. You guys
Brady,
are looking sharp out there.
What is up, man? Appreciate you coming in this chaos today.
It makes it easy for me. I just sit here, and the fellas are just bringing all these new guests over here, man. It's kind of like the red carpet.
Yeah, I'm going off the topic here, but a full-grown beard over here that's probably ready for a trim, and you've got the 5 o'clock shadow going on.
Yeah,
it's kind of rustic.
Yeah.
Like Lonesome Dove. I don't know if you've ever heard
of
it.
Oh, I'm a big Lonesome Dove guy.
I'm an old guy.
A big Lonesome Dove guy.
I mean, you guys are a 1-2 punch here.
I don't go anywhere without bringing him. We call him the dude down the hall because he's just literally he's a dude and he's down the hall. Yeah. And we're just not that creative. But I don't do these remotes without him. Yeah. Even if he doesn't help me at all, he just kind of sits there and it's a confidence booster.
Yeah, you guys are great, man.
Coach, you looking forward to this trip, man, getting away for a second? That's still going to be basketball, but it's just a blessing. For a second, get away.
It's a blessing. I mean, I think every Division I coach would tell you one of the hardest things in the summer is that you practice so much, and you practice without having an opponent.
Yeah.
And that can get mundane and dull, and you're pulling teeth to get the guys to go. And now that we kind of have an end in sight to what we've been not just working on these practices, but for the previous summer, we actually get to kind of throw them out there. You get to see guys against somebody else. You get to see guys in genuine competitive situations. You get to kind of see what coverages and what stuff fits well for our guys. And obviously with Coach Smiley's leadership, we have a lot of different things we can do on both sides of the ball, and it's a matter of finding kind of what works well for this group. And so this is an opportunity to kind of unfold some of those things.
Coach, I'm looking forward to hearing your stories when you guys get back, and then just – you know, like we said, it won't be that long until we're talking about the non-conference schedule and looking at this entire regular season and talking, you know, basketball games every single day.
You turn around, get these guys going in their classes, and then get them settled in their routines. And, I mean, we're looking at our first official practice on September 21st. And so, as you know, man, it's all gas, no brakes. And I know here at Bear Camp we wouldn't want it any other way.
Coach Reed, thanks for the access to the coaching staff, to everybody out here at UNC, for allowing us to set up shop here this morning and afternoon. And just always appreciate the time, my friend.
As you know, we are a big fan of you guys, and we appreciate everything you guys do. And thanks for coming in and checking in on the Bears today.
All right, Coach.
All right, brother.
We'll talk to you soon, my friend. All right, there's Coach Houston Reed. We're going to take a break here. We have three more people coming on. So we're going to take a break here, Michael, if you can hear me back there, buddy. I'm sure you're doing great, pal. You look great, I'm sure. We're going to take a break here because we want to get the remaining members of this roster. We're going to break the record. We're literally going to get every single player and coach on the Bears team on the whole show. We'll be right back.
Touchdown starts here. Tonight, starting at 5 p.m., Preps Radio will be live for training camp coverage of the Briggsdale Falcons. Brought to you by Agricultural Accounting.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, we're going to get right into it. Thanks to Bank of Colorado Arena, the UNC Hoops special. Getting all the players on. I think we're breaking a record. I think we've literally talked to every single player. Well, until right now.
Wow.
We got Keontae Tramble joining us now. Look at that. Nailed it. Nailed that name. Didn't even mess it. Well, you actually told me before. And then Tanner Brakita joining us, guys. Great to see you, dudes.
Good
fun to
see
talk
you.
To you, man. Talk a little bit about school schedules. That's taking me back.
Yeah.
Way back to when I was in school.
What year?
Right.
Well, actually, I have a funny story. I came up here in 2005. Then I ended up getting into radio class or school. I went to a different school to go to radio stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I only needed like however many credits, 19 different, to get my full degree at UNC. So I came back at the age of 30.
Wow.
So I was going doing these lab things at 30, and I might as well just walked in with a walker because everyone saw me and I'm like work clothes. It was a strange thing for me, man. It totally is. So enjoy it while you can.
Absolutely.
Guys, looking good out there in practice, man.
Appreciate it.
You're both just intense. All of you guys were intense, but I know you guys, two big names that we've talked a lot about, being able to help this Bears team not only have a successful season, get over that hump, win the Big Sky Conference tournament. How about that?
Yep.
That's got to be the goals, right?
Most definitely. Absolutely.
How hard is it in your mind to know that you could have an undefeated season, you could lose every game, but you get into that tournament, you win it, you're in.
Right.
You could be the best team. You could be red hot. You guys did get red hot last year. But it all comes down to that tournament. So you're all building up for that tournament. It's like the mental stuff has to be so deadlocked.
Yeah, I think it's just staying grounded, you know, not trying to look too far ahead or – if you lose a game dwelling on the past, I think it's just coming in and doing your job every day. And then once we start playing games, handling our business, and just getting on to the next one, you know, not thinking too much of the tournament till it comes.
Yeah, kind of staying in the now.
Yeah, you know, I think same thing that Keontae said, staying present. And I think one thing that separates us from some other teams is how detailed we are and how kind of our practices are organized, how how much film we watch, how much the coaches are kind of on us a little bit for these small details. But then once these details add up, keeps adding up, and I think that's where we separate ourselves.
Man, I can't wait to see you guys in action. A lot of new faces, too. Obviously, Keontae, you're one of those new faces, man. Yep. But it seems like for some reason, to me, it just seems like you've been with this group for a while. Tanner, does it seem like that to you?
I 100% agree.
Why? Yeah. What is that?
I just
is that
feel
a personality
like,
thing, confidence thing? What is that?
I feel like I can be around anybody at any time just because of the person I am. But with this group in particular, I feel like we've just molded so well over time. We had about 2 weeks to where we're doing kids camps in the summertime when we first got here. It was about 7 a.m. to about 6 p.m. every single day for about 2 weeks, and we didn't have anything to do but hang out with each other. And I feel like that kind of led to us being so close right now. Even though we haven't been around each other that long, it really does seem like we've been together for a long time. You wouldn't be able to tell that we just got here.
No, I'm seeing Campbell Blog. I'm seeing him apparently Australia gets here 2 days ago.
Yep.
Seems like he's been with you guys for a while now.
Yep,
and I think that's a testament to just the staff and you guys as a group, and you get people rolling, ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Most definitely.
Well, guys, we're going to let you go because I know you got to get ready. You got the big Puerto Rico trip coming up.
Yep.
But let's do this again. We get you in the studio, both of you guys. We'll actually have more time to talk. We'll do that.
Okay.
It'll be like a 15, 20-minute segment.
Here, so it's not
like 4 minutes. All right, guys.
Appreciate
it. Keith, Key, right? You know, you can
yep.
do the nickname.
Yeah,
Keith, we're going
Key.
With it, man.
Yeah.
Tanner, appreciate you guys.
Appreciate you.
All right,
thank
we'll
so
talk
much.
To you. Good luck this weekend and good luck
thank
this season.
You.
All right. All right, so great chat there with Keontae Tramble and Tanner Rakita. Joining us now, Dorian Green's going to get our three-minute rush on the basketball schedule presented by Bank of Colorado. We did it, man.
Yeah,
we got
hey.
Every single one.
Yeah, I heard we fell behind just a little bit.
We did too. I started rambling
yeah.
a little bit, started talking about nonsense.
Happens.
But
it,
yeah,
it happens.
You
so.
Know how it is. You were
yeah.
on the podcast not long ago.
yeah.
Man, guys, what a great group of dudes.
Yeah, man, it's been fun. Obviously, we've gone through 8 weeks in the summer, and so it's so different now that you're really just trying to get to know these guys, man, and the recruiting process, especially in the spring, so fast. So we had a great summer, man. Just, you know, obviously we have another good group. We've kind of been able and been lucky to string together a couple years of that, so I'm just excited, man, just to see how it all kind of comes together this year. It's going
to
be fun.
Well, you see how I had to do this. I had to pick out everybody's name so
yeah,
I could
yeah.
keep
the order
the order down. And I got a shout-out here. We the staff here, you guys have lined it up perfectly. Coach Smiley sent
yeah.
the schedule last night. The way you guys did it was amazing.
Yeah, Coach sent us a text last night and sent us an email this morning and was like, all right, be ready to roll. So this is cool, man. It's been fun to come out and catch practice, and we've been fortunate enough to get about another week of stuff here in the summer with our trip coming up, so just more time to kind of keep working.
The players seem to light up about Puerto Rico. They're excited.
Yeah.
How are you as the coaching staff? Is it
yeah, I'm excited. You know, it's always fun, man. I think it's the cool thing with college sports, like the opportunities that you can have. You know, obviously we went to Portugal last year. We're going to Cancun over Thanksgiving this year. I guess I can't spell too much T on the schedule. It's not released out, so
we'll
got a little bit of trouble there.
Go back and cut that.
That has been announced. That has been announced. So that's one I can say. So we will be on a beach in Thanksgiving in Mexico. And we've done it a couple times, so it'll be fun to get back down there. And then we've got a couple good games lined out. So schedule, I believe, should be released within the next week, is what I've been heard.
I was just gonna ask, what's the schedule? That is the real reason we came out here. We were looking for the scoop.
I can give a little bit of scoop without being specific. Yeah, I think this year we will have a challenging schedule. You know, I think obviously our non-con, you know, we're adding two more games, Big Sky games. So before Christmas, there'll be a Big Sky weekend that first week of December. So we did that probably 3 or 4 years ago, if you remember, before Southern Utah left.
Sure.
That previous time, so got an odd number of teams, so we'll have a couple Big Sky week games 1 weekend before Christmas, but I do think we have a challenging non-con. There's going to be some good games and opportunities for us to kind of see what we have, but I think it's going to be released like in the next couple of days, but it's a little bit ahead of me.
Shoot
that's a little bit above me.
Shoot me a text. We'll
yeah.
We'll say, hey, I got this from an anonymous
yeah.
source. I'm not sure who that is. Don't go back and listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
This group, though, I mean, we talked about it when you and Coach Reber stepping
yeah.
in for the podcast, just about getting more reps,
yeah,
getting more together. Have you been seeing, like, a certain player or two or three that's really stepped up to kind of be that leader that you're looking for?
Yeah, you know, that's hard to say so far, you know, in the fall. I do think, you know, sometime or in the summer, I guess. I think sometime here in the fall, I think that will come together. You know, I do think some guys have taken some strides in that department, you know, having Vince coming back. And some of our returners that have been here, I do think have made some great strides. And we had a good summer. Like, you can tell from the beginning of the first 8 weeks to now, some guys have shown some great signs of growth. So there's been, you know, I think everybody's grown. But until those roles kind of really solidify, you know, I think it's going to be an interesting group. There's not a ton of separation from top to bottom. So it's just about getting guys to come together, right? We have more new than we've ever had.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're going to be piecing together. And that's going to be the challenge this year. But I am, you know, excited about it. It's been a little bit different. You know, we've had all these old guys around, man. So having some new faces, I think, has been fun. And so it's going to be a good challenge for us.
It's been awesome for us to get to know these guys, Coach. Appreciate the access. Thanks
for letting us
set up.
Thank you guys for coming out.
And not making us run or anything.
Yeah.
Sit here and be ourselves.
At least you didn't get hit by a turnover today.
Was one time.
Yeah, it was close.
One time
I saw
it. A little close, but we're good. Coach, appreciate you as
awesome.
Always, man. And we'll catch up with you
cool.
soon.
Cool. Thank you, guys. Appreciate
all right.
it.
There he is. All right, folks. That'll do it. We got podcasts of this entire thing available at 1310kmpa.com, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. That'll do it for us. We'll be back at it tomorrow. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.